2 hours out in the snow in the bus.
No, not at all. It's all on time delivery. Is that way?
That's right. That's why he's more expensive.
Do we need to wait a second more, or are we good to go? Go ahead, go on the record.
Good morning. The time and place notice for commission consideration of a request for agency action to review carrying charges applied to various Crestfire Gas Company account balances is docket number 14-057-32. My name is Jordan White. I'll be acting as presiding officer for this hearing. With that, I'm going to go ahead and start by taking appearance. We'll start with Schmidt.
Thank you. Patricia E. Schmidt with the Attorney General's Office, representing the Division of Public Facilities. And with me as the Division's witness is Mr. Charles E. Peterson.
Max Holtzman with the Office of the Attorney General, representing the Attorney General's Office, representing the Office of Consumer Services. And with me is the witness for the Office, Kevin Mangles.
Jennifer
Nelson Clark on behalf of the company, and Kelly
Menendez
here at the company.
Before you run to are there any other company matters for company to I was thinking of, with respect to your witnesses, since this is the division's request, I thought it'd be appropriate for the division to lead off. That's okay with everyone. Okay, that, Ms. Schmidt.
Thank you. Could the division's witness please be sworn?
Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give is the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson.
Hello.
Could you please state your employer and work address for the record?
Okay, my name is Charles D. Peterson. I'm employed by the Division of Public Utilities as a technical consultant, and my address is the Hebrew Wells Building, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Did you take the behalf of the division in this docket?
Yes.
Did you prepare or were part of the preparation of the division's memorandum filed February 24, 2015? Entitled Request for Agency Action to Review the Carrying Charges Applied to Various Questar Gas Company Account Balances, docket number 14-057-32, and also the division's memorandum filed March 24, 2015, entitled Request for Agency Action to Review the Carrying Charges Applied to Various Questar Gas Company Account Balances, docket number
14-057-32. The reason the division wished to open this docket was to help that the carrying charges become dated and needed review in light of current market conditions. The carrying charges tend to be those carrying charges. preparing charges currently are set at a fixed 6% interest rate. This rate was established at various times for the different preparing charges. And it appears to the division that for the 6% interest rate was established over time in the different accounts merely to be consistent with one another. The division is not opposed to having consistent carrying charges, but as discussed in the memoranda, we believe that these carrying charges should be regularly reviewed and adjusted to reflect current market conditions. The division made the proposal based upon its analysis described in the memoranda dated February 24th, that the average of the AAA and BAA bond yields is the annual rate was reported by the Federal Reserve Board be adopted as a regularly adjusting rate that would be adjusted annually for these accounts. Based upon the average annual rate to these two bond ratings for 2014, the average is 4.51%, which the division proposes. The new carrying charge rate for these accounts to be implemented this year, going forward on July 1st, and then in subsequent years, the adjustment would be made on March 1st. The March 1st date didn't give any time to the division parties to review the interest rates from the previous year and file them and then be able to implement the new rate. In its response to the division's memorandum, the company appears to be generally supportive of the division's proposal. However, it wished to make the carrying charge for extended area charges be assessed on a case-by-case basis. The division is not opposed to that suggestion by the company. So the division would propose that the other accounts in the division's memorandum, specifically demand side management account 182.3, pipeline and distribution integrity account 182.4, pass-through costs account 191, customer deposits 235.1, CDP 191, and energy assistance balancing account 191.8 be subject to this annual adjustment with the beginning rate of 4.51%. And if any extension area situation arises in the future, then the company can bring that forward and we can establish a specific carrying charge at that time. And that's going to complete my initial remarks.
Yes.
You are right
now. I am.
Okay.
Any objections to the two? Any questions for I'll turn it over to Mr. Holton.
Thank you. Mr. Engelson, could you please state your name and employment for the record, please?
Gavin Engelson.
You want to go ahead and swear him in first, or is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, let me go ahead and raise your right hand. Do you follow Mr. Dwyer for the testimony you're about to give us the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, please proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Where are you employed?
MANGELSON. I'm employed for the Office of Consumer Services, 160E300 South.
And did you participate in the preparation of comments for docket number 14057032 that were submitted on March 5th, 2015?
Yes.
Do you have any changes to those comments?
No changes.
Your Honor, we ask that they be submitted now as evidence, if we could.
Any objection to the receipt?
None.
As part of your job, Mr. Engelson, did you prepare a statement for this hearing?
Yes.
Would you give that now, please?
Thank you. The Office of Consumer Services supports the recommendation submitted by the Division of Public Utilities regarding carrying charges on the various accounts of Questar Gas Company. The Office's view is that carrying charges represent interest rates and should therefore be commensurate with rates found in the market for debt with comparable risk and term. The Office therefore supports the recommendation to use an average of the AAA and BAA rates and asserts that using this carrying charge will result in just and reasonable rates. The Office further supports the recommendation to review and revise rates annually.
Please submit that, Your Honor.
Any questions for
None.
With that, I'll turn it over to you, Ms. Clark.
Thank you. The company is called Kelly Adam Hall and asked that you be sworn.
You follow Ms. Clark, the testimony you're about to give the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Mr. Mendenhall, would you please state your full name and business address for the record?
Yes. My name is Kelly D. Mendenhall, and my business address is 333 South State Street, Salt Lake City, Utah.
What position do you hold at Questar Gas Company?
I'm the Director of Regulatory Affairs.
And did you participate and oversee in the preparation of Questar Gas Company's comments filed in this docket on March 10th of this year?
Yes, I did.
Did you adopt those comments as your testimony today?
Yes, I did.
The company would move to have the comments that were referenced admitted as evidence in this matter.
Any objection to receive?
Thank you. Mr. Mendenhall, can you please summarize the company's response to the division's proposal in this matter?
Certainly. In docket 14057032, in the matter of a request for agency action to review the carrying charges applied to various Questar Gas Company account balances, the Division of Public Utilities proposed to change the way that the carrying charge was calculated on six accounts. The six accounts are the demand side management account 182.3, the pipeline distribution and integrity account 182.4, the pass-through account 191, the customer deposit account 235.1, the conservation enabling tariff charge account 191, the energy assistance balancing charge account 191.8, and the extension area charge. In this docket, the division proposed to change the carrying charge from 6%, where it has been since 1995, to an average of the AAA and BAA corporate interest rates updated annually. The company commends the division for their work on this issue, and we think that this proposal will be beneficial to customers and the company in the future. We believe that this proposal is an improvement on the current policy because the allowed carrying charge will better match the interest rates in effect at the time. The company also believes that continuing to assess the same charge on overcollected and undercollected balances will result in just and reasonable interest charges for Questar Gas and for the customer. The company supports the division's recommendation to use the annually adjusted carrying charge on the demand-side management
pipeline and distribution integrity, pass-through costs, customer deposits, conservation enabling tariff, and energy assistance balancing account. With the extension area charge, the company proposes to take a slightly different approach, and we would note that currently the company isn't assessing this charge to any of its communities. So this would be whatever the commission approved would be really on a going forward basis. But the company is proposing that going forward, the company or the commission would approve this interest rate for the extension area charges on communities on a case-by-case basis, instead of using the annually calculated carrying charge as a de facto interest rate. And this would not preclude the commissioner from using the currently effective interest rate, but it would give it a little more flexibility to choose an appropriate rate. The company feels the case-by-case analysis would be more appropriate for two reasons. First, the commission will be approving these charges on a case-by-case basis anyway, and there may be instances where the commission may want to give a different or more favorable rate to a specific community or extension area. And also, because interest rates will be set at the beginning of the year, there may be instances where the company files an extension area charge at the end of the year, and if interest rates have changed dramatically, the commission may want to use a more refreshed interest rate in the calculation. So for these two reasons, the company is making this proposal. And as Mr. Peterson mentioned, the division seems to be supportive of this proposal. So I believe the company and the division and the office are in agreement with how these charges should be assessed going forward. The company supports the July 1st, 2015 effective date. I would point out that we will have to make a handful of tariff changes if this is approved, and so we would ask that for as much prior notice as possible so that we could get those tariff changes made and approved before the July 1st effective date.
That concludes your comments.
Yes, it does.
Mr. Nevin's also available for further questions. No questions from the division?
A couple of questions. I think you started to go through on my initial questions, which is, and this may be a question for Questar, and you kind of already alluded to your plans for mechanics, but I guess my question is, let's just start out with the basic concept that if the commission were to accept the recommendation, it sounds like there's consensus for both the general timing and the average of the two bond rates and the case-by-case analysis from all the parties. I think that's what I heard. Mechanically, you would upon an order by the commission, you would file a tariff, or what would be the plan?
I believe most of the sections that we mentioned, those accounts have specific tariff sections that kind of call out the interest rate. So basically, we'd have to reword the tariff to describe kind of what we talked about here, that the interest rate in effect will be the commission approved interest rate, using the average of the AAA and BAA interest rate. And then I guess the mechanics would be as soon as the commission approves, we would file tariff sheets, we'd make a tariff filing, the commission would approve those tariff sheets, and then beginning July 1st, we would begin assessing the new interest rate on all the balances and all the mechanics.
Yeah, in terms of timing, is there significance tied up to July 1st date, or is that tied to like when the average, help me understand what there is. If that were the case, we would often try to strive to achieve that date, but is there a significant side of the July 1st date there?
There is no particular significance other than the division felt that it would give some, what we thought, a reasonable time period for this process to conclude itself, and assuming the commission approves the division's recommendation for the company to implement the changes. Mr. Mendenhall was just discussing. So at the same time, we wanted the new carrying charges to be implemented as quickly as possible so that they weren't unduly delayed. But on the other hand, if the company needed another 30 days or something, the division doesn't consider that necessarily inappropriate if the company, you know, that would be important too. So that's more clarification. Getting back on the same, along the same lines of filing tariff sheet corrections or with anybody else, this is something I noticed in reviewing the language with regards to the application of the interest and monthly balance. In a lot of these, I noticed that there's a verb that says, you know, for example, in the DEP and the pass-through, it will say the annual interest rate is applied to the monthly balance as adjusted for the corresponding tax deferral balance in account 283. I noticed that the low-income account, but is there a reason for that, or is it just a verb change? I just was curious if there's a reason for that. Or
I think we probably would just come in when we make the tariff changes.
Okay, but there's no, it's probably applied the same way.
It's applied the exact same way. Okay. So yeah, going forward, that's probably a change we need to make.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Just in this filing would be to actually get some verbiage in there for that.
Okay. The other question I have is just for you, Mr. Menhall. The company's comments, I was wondering if you could elaborate on the statement in the comments about, you know, you say the short term rate could arguably better match interest rates to the true nature of the account. Can you elaborate further on, is there the rationale? Obviously it's not just consensus on this binary,
right?
Does the company have an opinion as to whether short term would be better, or?
I think we were just basically trying to point out that there's probably a range that is acceptable, and you could make arguments probably for a variety of ones.
Okay.
From a purely theoretical accounting standpoint, you might say, well, the short-term interest rate is a better match because most of these accounts are short-term in nature. But I think the division did an excellent job of explaining why they proposed the long-term.
Okay.
You know, it gives, by the long-term rates are generally going to be a little bit higher, and so that's going to give the company an incentive to keep those balances lower, I think, than you have the short-term. So all things considered, it's probably a judgment call, but and we're comfortable with the division's proposal. We think it's fair for both the company and the customer.
Certainly, there's consensus on that, the recommendation for the combined bond rate. If the commission were to consider the short term for any reason, is there an idea of what that would be based upon? What short term rates, or the cost of the general?
It would probably be similar to what they proposed. I think they're proposing to use a publicly published 30-year corporate rate. It would be a similar publicly published short-term rate,
okay,
based on some agreed upon index or something.
Okay. And so with the case-by-case area extension area charges, the tariff, I guess we'll have to kind of see the language and see how that would mechanically work. In other words, would you say something like upon filing? Then it would just be evaluated when and if such a charge were to come. I know there's not one existing, but that you
right.
show some kind of language for that. Or?
Right. Well, we could either be silent on it because, typically these extension area charges would be set up in a docket, and go before the commission, and the commission could actually rule in the docket. Or, I hadn't thought a lot about it, but as I'm sitting here thinking out loud, I think, maybe what we would do is put some language in there that would say, the calculation for this commuter, for this EAC, would be based on the commission approved in the docket.
I wasn't sure if you had it. Did you have something you wanted to mention, Mr. Commissioner? My counsel asked me if I wanted to comment on the short-term interest rate issue, and at this point, I don't think I have anything beyond what Mr. Mendenhall has already said.
Okay, that's great.
One final question that again goes in the category, just kind of maybe curiosity, but understanding,
in reading and other docs, et cetera, the corporate division and the office of general position of the goal of the council was to have them hover around 0%, or not 0%, around zero. Just wondering, looking at the pipeline integrity count, we noticed that it's not dropping, it was projected in the last show, right? Was there any plans to address that, or from the company's perspective, or?
Well, it's dropped slightly. The reason why it hasn't dropped as much is probably because we didn't amortize it as quickly as we could. I mean, historically, we've been amortizing it over a five-year period, and in my mind, it makes more sense. You know, if we're going coming in for a rate case every 3 years, which seems to be the trend, I would suspect in the next general rate case, you'd probably see us propose a three-year amortization, and hopefully, over a three-year period, that should get us down to that close to zero level, where our expenses and our actual expenses and our amortization are close to the top.
Okay, that's helpful. So it sounds like folks are watching it and they're aware of that issue and can address the next case. Is there any other matters need to be addressed before we adjourn? Or?
Nothing more from the division?
Let me just take a quick recess. I think I just want to make sure we'll find it. I'll be back and just go off the record. One final again, mechanics question for Mr. Mendenhall. The pipeline integrity is not in the tariff, so would the idea that the commission would address that in some order, or would there be a separate filing to address the interest in the tariff?
I prefer the order, but if the commission wants us to put a section in the tariff, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, so if the parties have thoughts on that one or the other.
I don't think it matters to the office.
Okay.
The division has
okay. All right, that was my final question. Again, if there's no other issues to address or any housekeeping matters, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.